to Mark chapter 11. And this morning we'll be reading from verse 12 to 24. 今天我们看12节至24节。我小的时候呢，我家里有一个的宝林树啊。When I was young in my house, we had a plum tree in the backyard. 咁个宝林树呢，我哋记得呢，就差唔多十年呢，喺间屋呢，即系都冇一次结宝林嘅。If I remember correctly, it was almost 10 years and it never had any fruit. 咁我哋一路都唔知系咩树嘅，有人话宝林树，我哋唔系好信。And we didn't even know what kind of tree it was. Some people said it was a plum tree, but we didn't believe it. 因为冇结果嘅，because it never had any fruit. 佢又唔系好大棵喎，去到二楼咁高嘅，但系个树干就系得咁粗嘅。It wasn't that big. It only went up to maybe the second story, and you know the diameter of the tree was just a couple inches. 咁我哋觉得奇怪咧，咁。冇果子出，又咁細棵樹，跟住無端端有一年咧就結果喎，真係係結布林出嚟，幾好食啊 ！And then all of a sudden one year just started producing fruit, and it had plums, and they were very delicious. 咁啊，但你諗下，種一啲嘅果樹，但係冇果咧，就係點嘅樣 ？But think about it, if you plant a fruit tree and you never get fruit, what good is a tree？咁如果我哋系我哋嘅生命系信咗耶稣，但系我哋冇结果咧，有冇用啊 ？And how about if we're a Christian and our life never produces fruit？ 咁啊，今日咧我哋要睇个题目咧就没有果子的枯干生命。And this morning we're going to be talking about dried up life without fruit。咁啊喺呢个经文里边喺马可福音十一章十二节至到廿四节。我要睇到呢啲嘅没有果子嘅枯干生命。And so this morning from Mark chapter 11 verse 12 to 24, we'll be looking at dried up life without fruit. 咁我哋先读出嚟。第二天，他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了，远远的看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去。或者在树上可找着什么，到了树下竟找不着什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。耶稣就对他们对他说，从今以后永没有人吃你的果子。他的门徒也听见了。他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出殿里作买卖的人，推到税换银子的之人的桌子和买鸽子之人的凳子银子，也不去拿人着器皿从殿里经过，便教训他们说，经常不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒是他成为贼祸了。祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣，却又怕他，因为众人都稀奇他的教训。每天晚上，耶稣出城去，早晨。他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都枯干了。彼得想起耶稣的话来，就对他说：拉比，请看，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。耶稣回答说：你们当信服神。我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说：你拿开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。一起祈祷 ，Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你今日咧，我哋睇呢个经文咧，我哋求主你嘅。 你的灵安慰我们的心，还有教导我们。我们可能有枯干的生命，我们可能 是有果子，但是求主今天教导我们，用你的圣灵是活生生在我们的里面，是教导我们你今天的教导。我们多谢主听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 好，这里我们今天看这个无果子枯干的生命。 So this morning we're looking at a dried up life without fruit。 这里我们看到这个无花果果树的这件事。 And as we look at this fig tree and what's going on， 很多人看到这个的经文呢就觉得是 很奇怪的，为什么会发生这样的事。 And so many people look at these verses and they say what's going on here， 因为我们看到耶稣平时不是这样。 Because usually what we see about Jesus， he's not like this。 我们平时看到耶稣呢 很有爱心温柔。Usually we think of Jesus as a guy with love and he's so gentle and kind. 但是这两个经历里面耶稣都是做的 很难接受的事。But here we see from these two things, Jesus is doing something that it's hard to accept. 似乎耶稣很小气。And it seems like Jesus is having a temper tantrum. 因为他想吃那些无花果，见不到那些果子就发脾气。It looks like he wants to eat figs and he goes up to the tree and there are no figs, so he gets mad at the tree. All right? 哇，有棵树有叶子，无果，咒咗你啊！ And so he says, hey, you know, there's no fruit on this tree, just curse it, you know. 跟住呢，他入圣殿里面，翻晒啲台，赶啲人走。And then he goes into the temple and he turns the tables over and kicks all the people out. 哇，耶稣会发脾气吗？Would Jesus get angry? 耶稣会不会做这些很小气的事？ Will Jesus do these temper tantrum things? You know? 有些小朋友呢，他想要的事呢，是一定要的。那他去到我要，我要，我要，给我！ You know, and sometimes the children, you know, they want something, they just get, oh, hey, I want to give it to me now, you know? 耶稣是不是这样？有些觉得，哇，耶稣真的得人怕。有少少唔啱佢心意咧，好似会喺度搏死你嘅。Sometimes we think that God's so evil, you know, that we do something that He doesn't like, He's going to hit us over the head, you know. 好似就有啲人有个印象嘅神咧，就是天上嘅揸住个鸡毛扫你一行差踏错咧就搏你。Yeah. Some people think that God has this big ruler in the sky, you know, and if you make a little mistake, you know, He's going to hit you with it. Bop, bop, bop.耶稣是不是这样？ Is Jesus like that? 我告诉你，耶稣不是这样，耶稣绝对不是这样。但是我在这个经文里面，我们可以明白耶稣是要用这个无花果树呢，是表达一个很重要的真理。 But from this we can see that from the fig tree, Jesus has a very important thing he wants to teach us. 因为呢，这个无花果树呢，代表以色列。 Because the fig tree represents Israel.於是呢，耶稣是过几日之后呢，就要钉十字架。You know, a few days after this, Jesus is going to die on the cross. 这个是耶稣最后几天的时间在地上。And this is his last few days on earth. 於是他最后几日在地上呢，耶稣要反映给我们看神的心意。And so the last couple of days on earth, Jesus is going to show us what God is like. 你知不知呢，耶稣有爱呢，有真理。有和平啊。You know that Jesus has love, he has truth and peace. 但是耶稣都是公义、公平、正直。But Jesus is also righteous, fair and just. 于是呢，耶稣呢，因为他公义、公平呢，一定要审判罪恶。And because Jesus is righteous and fair, he must judge.如果人家做错了不审判呢，就怎么可以叫公平呢？ If somebody has done something wrong and God doesn't punish it, then how can God be just? 好像澳门有欧文龙事件呢，或者陈水扁在台湾呢犯错嘛。如果你是由得他算数啦，不紧要，由得他走啦。You know, here in Macau, we've got Mr. Ao, who's in prison for big corruption, and they're the ex-president of Taiwan, you know, Chen Shui-bin in Taiwan, you know. And an unfair judge would say, well, just let him go, you know, it's okay. It's...
但如果咁样做，大家会点样反应啊？岂有此理啊！唔公平！
But you know, if they let him go, everybody would cry up in outrage and say, that's not fair! 是不是？
我们希望有廉洁公平的政府。
We hope that we will have a fair and righteous government.
于是你看泰国呢红色衫运动，他们想要什么？
So look at Thailand today and all the red shirts and their demonstration. What are they asking for?
他们想要一个廉洁公平的社会。
They want a fair and righteous government.
你想不想神有公平公义？
Do you want God to be righteous and fair?
要啊，当然要啊。如果是公平公义呢，有错必罚。
But to have righteousness and fairness, somebody commits the wrong, then it must be judged.
所以神呢，俾我哋耶稣系钉十字架之前，就可以睇得清楚神嘅公义审判嘅一面。
And so God is letting us see before Jesus goes to the cross that God is fair and righteous.
但耶稣感谢主，佢为我哋死，可以宽恕我哋嘅罪。
But praise God, Jesus died for us to forgive our sins.
所以我们做错呢，我们可以得到宽恕，不需要被惩罚。
So as we commit sin, we can receive forgiveness and we don't have to be judged.
我们看这个无花果树是反映什么。
And let's look at what this fig tree is representing.
其实无花果树是代表神在以色列当中的恩手和祝福。
Actually, the fig tree represents the grace of God in the land of Israel.
因为呢，圣经系好多次喺教育圣经用无花果树呢，系代表神系祝福以色列。
Because in the Old Testament, many times it says that as a representation that the fig tree is showing how God is blessing Israel.
咁我哋就睇一两节经文咧，你可以睇《列王记上》第四章廿五节。
And just look at a few of these verses and you get the picture from 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 25.
你说所罗门在世的日子从但到别士巴的大卫犹太人和以色列人都在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下安然居住。
And here it says that from the Dan all the way to Beersheba that the whole land of Israel, they each had their under their own vine and fig tree, they lived at peace.
于是好像呢，他可以在那个无花果树底下安然居住，是神的祝福。
And so, dwelling in peace under their fig tree is a sign of God's blessing.
但以色列人可惜呢，远离神，不听神的话语。当他远离神，不听神的话语呢，神要带他去巴比伦俘虏。
But you know, the children of Israel, they rebelled against God. They didn't follow his ways. And so God had to send them into captivity in Babylon.
你看耶利米书，当他去到巴比伦呢，就被俘虏的时候，先知耶利米，神用得着他讲这些说话。
But look in Jeremiah, as God used the prophet Jeremiah to speak to the children of Israel. And look at Jeremiah chapter 8, 13.
耶利米书第八章十三节，耶和华说，我必使他们全然灭绝，葡萄树上没有葡萄，无花果树上必没有果子。叶子也必枯干，我所赐给他们的必离开他们过去。
And here it says that God is going to punish them. There will be no fruit on the vine, and there will be no figs on the fig tree.
因为佢远离神呢，神就好似呢个无花果树代表神嘅恩典，代表神嘅祝福，神唔祝福就扭咗佢。
And so it's like the fig tree is showing that God's hand of blessing on them, and when God's hand of blessing is taken away, the figs will disappear.
最清楚呢就何西阿书第九章十节。
And the most clear evidence we have of this is in the book of Hosea, chapter 9, verse 10.
何西阿书第九章第十节，主说，我遇见以色列与葡萄在旷野， 我看见他们的列祖与无花果树上春季初熟的果子，他们却来到巴力滚以尊崇那可羞耻的，就成为可憎恶的，与他们所爱的一样。
And here it says that, you know, God sees Israel as the fruit of the vine and also the first fruits from the spring fig tree. That's how God sees Israel. But because they turned and worshiped Baal and did the abominable thing, that now God's turned his face from them.
So we see this 无花果树呢，是可以代表神的祝福。有果就有福，无果就神是无福。
And so you can see that the fig tree is showing the blessing of God, and that if there is fruit on the fig tree, then God is blessing them. If there is no fruit, then maybe God has stopped blessing them.
耶稣去见到一个有叶子的无花果树，是无果代表什么？
And Jesus went and saw a fig tree and there is no fruit, and what is it saying to us?
是表示呢，它应该有果，它是有叶子，有外表，有似模似样，但是里面是没有果子。
And what it's saying is that it should have fruit, it looks like it has fruit, it's got all the appearance of it, but inside there's nothing there.
有人说，牧师你错，这个经文讲明，那个不是结果季节嘛。
And maybe you say, well, pastor, it says right there in the Bible, it's not the time of the fruit, so it shouldn't have had fruit.
错。无花果呢？有春季的初熟的果子，初熟的果子呢出来呢，跟住在二月三月份呢，跟住会是跌啊，等到呢就是再在六月份先结靓的果子。耶稣那个时候呢是应该有初熟的果子，不是有靓的收割的果子。
But actuallyThe fig trees in Israel, they have what they call the first fruits, which ripen in February and March, and then fall off the tree. And then in June, the harvest of the figs comes. And so it wasn't the time for the harvest of the figs, but it was time for the first fruits. And Jesus knew that there should have been first fruit on the tree, and it wasn't there.
因为个无花果树有叶子，就应该有初熟的果或者成熟的果。
Because when a fig tree has leaves, it should have first fruits or harvestable fruit.
它去到见不到果子，即是说有个外表似模似样，但没果子是等于什么？
And so here you have a tree. It looks like it should have fruit. It has all the appearance of it, but it has no fruit.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣不是小气，这个代表好似我们的生命。我们的做基督徒是不是得个外表的，得个壳啊，但里面是空的。
And it's kind of representing our Christian life. Do we just have the outside appearances of being a Christian, but inside we don't have the life?
你可以说耶稣是来到以色列呢，他看到呢，他有了以色列的宗教，有圣殿，有拜神，有献祭，有祷告，有法利赛人，但他没有生命。
It's like Jesus came to Israel and he looked and he saw a religious country. He saw them, they had the temple, they prayed, they made sacrifice, they had Pharisees, but they didn't have life. Look in Mark chapter 7 verse 6.
耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
And here Jesus says that, you know, what Isaiah said about them was true, that they had the outside appearance, but they worship with their mouth, but their heart is distant from God.
这个叫假冒为善，这个嘅虚求浮其表，即系外表似模似样。
And this is what hypocrisy is all about. We have the outside looks and everything, but inside we don't have the life.
第一堂我讲完之后，有人嚟问我：，佢牧师点解澳洲而家啲天主教嗰啲神父好多呢？就有呢啲侵犯儿童嗰啲问题。
After the first service, somebody came up to me and said, "Well, Pastor, why in Europe all these Catholic priests having now this problem with abuse against the children?" 其實一樣嘅。
是有个外表,有个似模似样,但不等于里面是嘛?
It's the same thing. On the outside, they look like they have the religious or the religious religiosity, but they don't have the true life on the inside.
弟兄姊妹,我们是不应该指着别人的错,我们应该时时检查自己的里面.
And we shouldn't be always pointing the finger at other people's mistakes, but we should be looking at ourselves. And what is in our heart?
耶稣来到以色列,想找到属灵的果子,合神心意的果子,但他见不到.
And Jesus came to Israel, he's looking for spiritual fruit among the people, and he didn't find any.
所以这个无花果树呢,是代表以色列, 有这个宗教的装置,但里面是只有壳.
And so the fig tree is representing that Israel is like this tree. It has all the appearance of it, but inside is empty. There's nothing there.
我们其实要好小心自己。上日去监狱呢,在监狱我们听到有监犯的基督徒。
I always go in the prison and we always hear about prison Christians.
因为监房呢,佢係做到似模似样嘅,又识睇圣经,又识唱歌,又写信写得好叻嘅,又返嚟话,啊,好爱主,但佢出监呢,完全忘记呢件事,即係做返自己黑社会嘅。Because
in prison, you know, many people, you know, they come with their Bible, they know all the words, they know the right words to say, they write letters, they've got the right words, they say, praise God for this and that, you know, and they seem to have all the appearance, but once they get out of the prison, you know, they go back to your life.
但我告诉你,有很多是叫主日崇拜的基督徒。
But I'll tell you, there are a lot of Sunday morning Christians.
他们回到崇拜,又似模似样,又懂举手赞美,又懂,啊,好爱主。
但一踏出门口,星期一至星期六,根本完全看不到他基督徒。 But you know, there's so many Sunday morning Christians that come to church and they go through all the motions, they say the right things, they raise their hands and praise God, but as soon as they walk out that door, from Monday to Saturday, you would never know that they're a Christian.
Alright.
And we have to ask ourselves, is our Christian life just going through the routine?
因为有个循例式的崇拜,循例式的祈祷,循例式的生命,
just the routine of coming to worship, a routine life, you know, just going through the motions.
You know,
we have what we call Christianese. We have all the right Christian terms, but do we really know what they mean?
So what do you see? 小心自己,我这个基督徒生命,是不是一个真正的生命,就是得个外表,得个学?
And so we have to ask ourselves, is my Christian life a real Christian life, or is I'm just empty outside exterior?
这个假冒为善的问题.
And that's what being a hypocrite is all about.
参加崇拜,
有些基督徒的子女呢,有这个问题. 因为有些小朋友告诉我听, 我是基督徒,因为我父母是基督徒. You know, Christian parents and children have this problem because many children come and say, you say, are you Christian? Yeah, my parents are Christians.
哇,你父母做基督徒,不等于你是基督徒.
Your parents being a Christian doesn't mean that you're a Christian.
有些人说,我是基督徒,因为我日日回教会.
And some people say, yeah, I'm a Christian, I go to church all the time.
那我问你呢,如果日日去医院,是不是等于你是医生呢?
If you go to the hospital every day, does that make you a doctor?
有人说,我是基督徒,因为我是基督徒家庭出世长大.
Some people say, yeah, I'm a Christian because I was born in a Christian family.
如果你是车房出世,你是不是一架车呢?
If you were born in a garage, does that make you a car?
其实不是的,你想做基督徒,你要自己亲自接受耶稣,你自己亲自要成为基督徒.
If you want to be a Christian, you need to receive Jesus yourself, and you need to be born again.
没有二受基督教的.
There is no such thing as second-hand Christianity.
有二受烟, 没有二受基督教.
There is second-hand smoke, but there is no second-hand Christianity.
也没有第二代基督徒. 有些人在国内出来说, 啊, 我们是第三代基督教.
但他完全不知道什么叫信耶稣. I meet many people who come out of China and they say, yeah, I'm a third generation Christian, but they have no idea what Christianity is about. There is no second generation Christian.
每一个基督徒是第一代, 因为每一个人要自己亲自去决定是不是.
There is no second generation Christian. It's always first generation because everybody needs to decide for themselves, will I believe?
但我都告訴你，有很多的家長，因為子女信了耶穌，回教會，開始帶爸爸媽媽回教會，跟著媽媽爸爸回教會一段時間，都覺得自己基督徒，但是沒信。But
there's also the problem with some of our parents. We bring them to church because the children believe, and we start bringing them to church, and then they start going to church, and they think they're Christians because they go to church. No!
家長都要決定信耶穌。
Even the parents need to decide, will I believe?
所以耶稣在这里讲的这个真理的是我们有没有这个实质的生命，有没有这个属灵的果子。
And so Jesus is talking about the reality of having the life of Christ and having the fruit.
跟我一起看马太福音第七章。
Look with me at the book of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章15节至20节。
And I'm going to read from verse 15 to 20.
15节至20.
I'll read in Chinese, you can follow in English.
你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外表披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？
摘荔里岂能摘无花果呢？这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树，就陷下来，丢在火里。所以凭着他们的果子来，可以认出他们来。
很嚴厲.
Jesus is being very serious here.
好樹結好果子, 壞樹結壞果子.
And good trees produce good fruit, bad trees produce bad fruit.
所以個問題呢, 你的生命結緊咩果子?
So the question is, what kind of fruit is your life producing?
如果你的生命結緊呢自我為中心, 自顧自己, 唔理別人的生命呢, 咁你係好定壞嘅?
If your life is a self-centered life where all you think about is yourself and you don't care about other people, what kind of fruit is that producing?
是我的生活，我的前途，我的工作，我的钱，我。
And you say, my life, my education, my future, my job, my money, me.
如果你一生一世全部为自己呢？ 这个是一个自我为中心的果子.
And if your whole life is just about you, that's a self-centered fruit.
但如果你的人生呢，你是有爱心关心别人，又会体贴别人，又会系舍己牺牲系关心别人，有爱心呢，咁你嘅果子呢，就系爱心嘅果子.
But if you've got a loving heart, you're caring about other people, you're taking time and spending time with other people, you love other people, then you're producing a fruit of love.
我哋要睇我哋嘅生命结咩果子.
We need to look at what our life is producing.
我哋唔可以论断别人，有人话喂牧师你唔可以论断我喎.
And you know, we can't judge other people, and so many people come up and say, Pastor, you can't judge me.
是，我不可以论断，对不起，我不可以论断。但是耶稣说，凭着他的果子可以认出。
I can't judge, but Jesus said, we will know them by their fruit.
你的生命是有什么素质？有什么在里面是看得到的吗？
And so what is your life producing? We can see that. And we can tell from that.
我们继续看马可福音第十一章十五节。
And let's continue on in the book of Mark chapter 11 and go to 15, verse 15.
他来到耶路撒冷，入到圣殿，在圣殿里面有买卖的人，就耶稣就推翻税换银子的桌子，还有买鸽子，就是反天覆地的。
And so Jesus goes into the temple, you know, and there's all these buyers and sellers, and he turns over the tables of the money changers, and he lets out the doves and just makes a big ruckus.
马太福音告诉我们，耶稣有个鞭，一条鞭进去打人。
And in the book of Mark, Matthew, it tells us that Jesus had a whip and he's in there kicking the people out.
哇，耶稣好犀利，好劲啊！这个是温柔的爱心的耶稣。
And this is the gentle, meek, little Jesus.
我会想看到这里呢，耶稣做这件事，为什么没有人阻止的？
When I look at this, I wonder, why didn't anybody stop him?
耶稣好犀利的，入到去反人家的台，哇，搞到好虚，没有人阻止他。
Jesus goes in, he turns over the tables, he makes a big ruckus, and nobody stops him.
因为耶稣好有威力的， because Jesus is very powerful.
嗱，你要明白咧，圣殿系得一个圣殿。You need to realize there is only one temple。
唔似中国咧，即系满天神佛咧，每棵树、每石头底下都可以拜神。
It's not like in China where there's gods all over the place and you can worship under every tree and under every rock.
以色列人只可以喺耶路撒冷嘅唯一嘅圣殿嗰度敬拜。
And the children of Israel could only worship in the one temple in Jerusalem.
于是所有以色列人一定要去到呢一个嘅圣殿去敬拜。
So all the Jewish people had to come to this one temple to worship.
每一个犹太人呢，一定要起码一年一次去献祭，最好一个月一次，最好嘅最好就系日日。
And every child of Israel had to offer one sacrifice a year at least.The best would be once a month or once a day.
于是所有以色列人无论在哪里住的都要回到耶路撒冷献祭。
And so every Jewish person, no matter where they lived, they had to come back to Jerusalem to worship and to offer a sacrifice.
特别逾越节，耶稣钉十字架的时候，逾越节是好多人回来去献祭。
Especially at the time of the Passover, and Jesus died on the cross at the Passover, and theJerusalem was covered with people, thousands of people coming to worship.
于是呢，佢有一个嘅制度呢，系好攞命嘅。
And so they came up with this great system, which was really terrible.
因为呢，佢有圣殿嘅，应该系圣洁嘅地方嘛，所以佢有圣殿嘅货币。
And you know, the temple should be a holy place, and so they have temple money.
於是呢，我入嚟要獻祭呢，我揸住我羅馬啲貨幣呢，我唔使得喎。
And so I come into the temple to worship, and I've got Roman currency. I can't use it.
我想奉獻十分一奉獻，佢唔收羅馬幣，一定要去換錢先，換聖殿幣。
And I want to give my tithe and offering to the temple, but they won't accept it. I have to go and exchange it for temple currency.
咁我要奉獻十分一。但是我佢个货币嗰个利率咧，系即系剥削我一步，咁我要换多啲。
But I need to give a tithe of my income and I go and change it on their exchange rate and they take half of it in the exchange rate and I still have to get more.
跟住咧，我要献祭。圣经话穷人咧可以献白鸽代替羊仔，用白鸽，因为穷啊嘛，神怜悯嘛，唔系个都可以献只羊啊嘛，咁啊献白鸽算数嘛。
But in the Old Testament, it says for the poor people who can't afford to offer a sheep or a lamb, they can make an offering from a dove.
于是我系穷嘅，我行到耶路撒冷，我先去换货币，换咗货币，跟住买呢啲鸽。但系我原本嗰啲钱咧。
是买到100蚊买到一只，而家我换咗得60蚊，要换多啲钱先至买一只。With my money, let's say I can buy $100 and I can get a dove, but now I've got to change on their exchange rate and I've got to pay extra money to get the dove. 是咪剝削人嘅欺負人呢？ Isn't that just being abusive and taking advantage?仲有人拖住个羊仔，我要献我自己个羊。And then people bring their own sheep into the, and they want to, I want to offer my sheep. 祭司一睇，你个羊仔唔合规格喎。And then the priest takes a look at it and says, hey, your sheep's not good enough. 我哋嘅圣殿圣经话咧，唔可以有瑕疵，你呢只羊唔掂喎，你要用我哋嗰啲羊。And he said, well, I can't accept your sheep. He's not up to standard. You got to buy one of our sheep.跟住我，咁我拖咗呢只羊嚟嘅，咁我唔通拖走佢咧？不如你帮我收埋佢咯。And so, hey, I brought my sheep, and I don't want to take it home, so why don't you buy it from me? 於是咧，佢又買佢嗰啲唔合規格嘅羊平價，跟住將一個合規格嘅貴價嘅羊放翻俾佢。And so they use a low rate and buy his unacceptable sheep and sell him an acceptable sheep.At a higher cost. 跟住呢，肯定呢，做咩事呢？嗰唔合規格，即係後門入，前門出返嚟，吸住個頭像，合規格。And of course, that unacceptable sheep went out the back door, got a sticker on it, now he's sealed and he's certified, now he's acceptable. 但係而家係高價啲。係咪擺到明係搲銀呢？It's so obvious, they're just making a profit.你话神来到佢唯一嘅圣殿睇到呢啲事会点 ？When God comes to His temple and He sees this going on, what's He going to do？ 愤怒嘛，闹嘅，岂有此理！应该祷告地方，你搞到拆荡啊 ！Come angry, what are you doing？ This should be a house of prayer. You've made it into a den of thieves. 插祸，啊，系咪？耶稣都有呢个愤怒出嚟。Jesus also had this anger come out. 好清楚，呢个圣殿咧系一个唔合神心意嘅地方。Here this temple became a place that was not acceptable. 嗱，我话你听，神都有公为公义生气 ，and God had.Righteous anger. Jesus had righteous anger. 因为神睇到呢啲唔喜欢嘅事 And Jesus saw these things that made him unhappy. 圣殿、无花果树都是代表同一样嘢，生命嘅素质。Here the temple and the fig tree are representing the same thing. What does your life consist of? 你是不是得个薄壳嘅里边是空嘅？And are you just an outside exterior and inside is empty? 我哋要小心自己。我哋话系基督徒，我哋系要真正做基督徒。If we say we're a Christian, we need to be a Christian. 我哋要讲一套同埋做同一套，唔可以讲一套做另一套。We need to walk and talk the same and not just say the words and do something else. 耶稣要我哋系平日所做嘅言行一致。是真的荣耀神 And God wants us to do everything out of our life to be the same. 那我们可以有很多是机械式的宗教 You know, we can have a routine type of life of Christianity. 你有没有看到这些人练经啊 Have you ever seen people that just, you know, reciting the prayers?佢揸住個豬，阿哩咪哩，阿哩咪哩，阿哩咪哩，阿哩咪哩，阿哩咪哩，阿哩咪哩，阿哩咪哩。You know, and the Buddhists, and they've got their little beads, and they just over and over and over saying the same thing over and over and over again. 再入又易出嘛，係好多説話係唔使經大腦。You know, the words just go in one ear and out the other. You don't even have to think about what you're saying. You just say it over and over. Repetition, 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 repetition. 好多时我哋基督徒都系咁啊。循例式我哋翻到崇拜，循例式我哋唱诗歌，循例式我哋打开圣经。但系我自己本身咧，会唔会灵修？会唔会亲近神 And so I come to church every Sunday. I sing the worship songs every Sunday. But do I ever have a personal life with Jesus? Do I read the Bible myself? Do I pray to God myself?
我是不是真的在生命里面是跟耶稣有关系?
And do I really have in my life a relationship with God, or is it just a religion?
如果只不过是一个的宗教，宗教是死的。我们要信耶稣，信耶稣是生命。
Religion is dead. We need to believe in Jesus, Jesus' life.
我们继续看21节。Look at verse 21 to 24. 他回去见到彼得见到第二天棵树呢是怎样棵树呢枯干跟着耶稣说 they came and they saw the tree was dried up and this is what Jesus said in verse 22.
22耶稣回答说他们当信服神我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你拿开此地投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信，是得着的，就必得着。
But Jesus said, he who has faith can say to this mountain, be removed and cast in the sea. And whatever you pray in faith, you will receive.
Please take a look at the context in what Jesus is saying. This.
Many people take this verse out of context and they misinterpret it.
Jesus is talking about this fig tree and he's turned the temple upside down.
现在讲到什么信心对那座山呢?
Now what's he talking about? Faith in the mountain being removed?
我想告诉你知在犹太人的心里面旧约圣经的律法是一座山。
I want to tell you, in the hearts of the Jewish people, the Old Testament law is like a big unmovable mountain.
这座山是律法是压制神是压制人是人没办法做得到
And it's like a mountain that's pressure upon the people and nobody could keep the law
我们的圣经有新旧约
Our Bible has Old Testament and New Testament
我们的旧约圣经我可以告诉你是失败
The Old Testament is failed
好多人说牧师为什么有新旧约旧约是不是不同新約不同的呢為什麼有新有舊呢
Many people come to me and say Why is there an Old and a New Testament? Is the Old Testament no good? What's wrong with it?
我告訴你聖經是一字由舊到新都是同一個意思但是舊約是失敗
I can tell you that the Old Testament and the New Testament is giving us the same message but the Old Testament failed
為什麼舊約失敗
很簡單告訴你 Why did the Old Testament fail? It's so simple
因為舊約聖經說摩西律法你要遵守这个律法才可以得神喜悦
Because in the Old Testament it has the law of Moses and you must keep the law of Moses to receive grace from God
教育失败因为没有一个人可以遵守这个律法
The Old Testament failed because nobody can keep the law
没有一个人靠自己哇小心没有一个人靠自己呢可以遵守律法
Nobody on his own strength can keep the law.
律法太高的人人都有瑕疵人人都是失败
The law is too high of a standard and none of us can attain that standard.
你看以色列人耶稣来到圣殿他都是变祷告的地方变成买卖地方
Look, Jesus, the Son of God, comes into the temple, and the place which should be a place of prayer and worship is now a place of buying and selling.
连埋犹太人都做唔到，佢嘅嘴信敬拜心里边远离神。
Even the Jewish people, their mouths would worship God, but their heart is far from God.
咁唔系失败？嗱，我话你听，因为教育圣经失败，所以耶稣嚟钉十字架。
It's because the Old Testament was failed, Nobody could keep the law. That's why Jesus came to die on the cross.
因为耶稣死喺十字架系宽恕赎我哋嘅罪
，because Jesus died on the cross to forgive and redeem you from sin。
因为耶稣死喺十字架，我哋嘅罪得宽恕，我哋可以与神和好。
Because Jesus died on the cross, we can be forgiven and we can be restored to life with God。
新约点解会成功
？Why is the New Testament a success？
因为新约呢？建立在耶稣的信实，耶稣为你完成救恩，你只要相信耶稣，你可以得救。
Because the New Testament is established on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ to fulfill salvation. All you have to do is believe in Jesus and you will be saved.
旧约圣经是建立在你的行为要遵守律法，新约圣经是建立在你相信耶稣，耶稣完成律法。
The Old Testament is established on your ability to keep the law. The New Testament is established on God's faithfulness to forgive us and set us free from the law, because Jesus fulfilled the law.
咁耶稣话有信心对呢座山说挪开。
Jesus said, "If you have faith, say to this mountain, 'Be removed.'"
意思好似对犹太人，我有信心，呢座犹太律法嘅山可以投入海，我可以因为信心与神有个新嘅生命。
It's like Jesus is saying, "I, as a Jewish person, I have faith in Jesus to forgive my sins. This law, this mountain of the law, is removed."
好奇妙係咪？喺歷史裏邊，基督教歷史未見過一個基督徒向一座山叫佢真係起身不走。
In the history of the Christian Church, there has never been any Christian who spoke to a mountain and said, "Get up and move out."
但喺我哋屬靈生命裏邊，我哋遇到好多好似一座山嘅困難，係咪
？But in our Christian life, we always are constantly facing many trials.
因為喺猶太人嘅山係代表難阻。
Because to the Jewish person, a mountain represents an obstacle.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生命里面，我们面对很多难阻。
You know, in our lives, there are so many obstacles that we face.
我们的难阻，我有赌徒，我戒不到赌，我靠自己行为，我做不到。
I'm a compulsive gambler, and in myself, I cannot stop.
我是一吸毒者，靠自己，我没办法戒毒。
I'm a drug addict, in myself, I cannot stop.
我是时时讲大话，靠自己我没办法停。
I always tell lies, and in myself I can't stop.
我是网上打机的色情 网页，我是控制不到自己。
And I look on the internet, and I can't stop looking at pornography.
靠自己我做不到，这座山怎么算？
And in my flesh, I can't do it. What am I? How can I handle this mountain?
耶稣说，有信心，靠着耶稣，耶稣为你搞定。
Jesus said, "You have faith; Jesus will do it for you."
你有信心，耶稣一定会帮你搬走呢座山。
And if you have faith in Jesus, He can move this mountain.
个问题呢，我哋嘅属灵生命系咪得个壳，定系有真实嘅
？The reality is our Christian life just a religious experience, or is it real substance?
如果我们有耶稣在我们生命里面，我们有真正的耶稣的能力在里面，可以克服我们这些困难。
If we have a true relationship with Jesus, we have the power and the strength to overcome these obstacles.
如果我们得个外表呢，我们很辛苦，循例式不停这样做。
And if we're just an outside appearance, you know, we just keep going round and round and round through the routine.
所以最后呢，我们可以检查一下自己的生命，我是不是有属灵生命的果子。
So in closing, we can take a look at it, examine our own life. Do I have true spiritual fruit?
如果你是信耶稣呢，你一定会结好果子。
If you believe in Jesus, you will have fruit.
有什么果子呢？我只是举几个出来。
I'll just give a few examples of what true fruit is.
第一个真正的果子呢，就会有爱心。
One fruit One true fruit is you will have love.
你会有喜乐平安。
You will have joy and peace.
但你有真正的属灵生命，你会想脱离罪恶。
But if you have a true Christian life, you will want to stop sinning.
因为你真的有耶稣在你生命里面，你不会想继续犯罪。你会希望我可以停止我的罪行。
But if you are a true Christian, you have the life of Christ in you, you will have the fruit that you want to stop sin.
那外面的人不信耶稣是犯罪无所谓，都不知道是犯罪。但我们信耶稣，我们应该知道是犯罪，是想停止。
If you're not a Christian, you're out in the world, you know, you're sinning, you don't even know it's sin. But if you have Jesus in your heart, 你应该知道。
所以如果你是信耶稣，你不应该说我未结婚你有性行为。
So if you're a Christian, you should never have sex before being married.
如果你是基督徒，你不应该上网看咸湿书。
If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be going on the internet looking at pornography.
如果你是基督徒，你有神在你生命里面，你不应该去赌场赌。
And if you're a Christian, you shouldn't be going to the casinos gambling.
如果你是基督徒，你不应该成日出来惹啊。
If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be out there in the world drinking and having party.
这个是什么果子吗？
What kind of fruit is that?
好树结好果，坏树结坏果。
A good tree produces good fruit. A bad tree produces bad fruit.
我们认得你从你生命你是怎样。
And we can tell from your fruit what your life is like.
我告诉你一些好的果子呢，你信耶稣，你会渴望神的话语。
If you are a Christian, you will have the fruit that you will hunger after the word of God.
你会想听神的教导。
You will want to hear God's word.
你会希望是祈祷和看圣经。
You have this desire to pray and to read the Bible.
信耶稣之前，谁想看圣经？嘿，好难啊，千斤重啊，不知道什么啊。
Before becoming a Christian, you know, who wants to read the Bible? Wow, it's so heavy, so many words. I don't want that.
但信耶稣之后，好自然会想睇圣经。
But after you have Christ in your life, it's so natural you want to read the Word.
这个是信耶稣一个果子。所以如果你今日你发现到我是基督徒，但我对睇圣经冇兴趣，我对祈祷冇兴趣，你要反省。
So if you're a Christian today and you say, I have no desire to read the Bible and I don't want to pray, you need to examine your heart.
你是不是真的信耶稣？
Do you really believe in Jesus?
一个真正的基督徒应该会有心传福音，因为你有好嘢，你一定要跟别人分享。
A true Christian has a fruit that he wants to share his faith with other people. Because you've got something good, you want to share it with others.
如果你说我是基督徒，我信了主十年，我未曾跟人传过福音，那你是不是真的信耶稣？
If you've been a Christian for like 10 years and you've never shared with somebody, are you really saved?
因为如果你信耶稣，你一定会是有好嘢唔讲唔得嘅。
Because if you truly have the life of Jesus in your heart, it's a good thing. How can you keep from sharing it?
好似我一个癌症病人，我揾到一个医治癌症嘅药方，我得医治，我肯定会去所有医院同人哋讲话，呢个药方可以医治你。
Let's say I'm a cancer patient and I found a cure for cancer and it healed me. I'm going to take this cure to every hospital, to all the cancer wards and tell all the patients, hey, you can have it.
我们有医治罪恶的药方。
We have the cure to sin.
是耶稣拯救我们，应该兴奋跟人家分享。
And we should be excited and share that with others.
这个是一个果子。如果你信耶稣，你发现到呢，你属灵生命冷淡，冇兴奋，冇火热，又唔想睇圣经，又唔想祈祷，又唔想听到，甚至呢有好多垃圾喺里边，可能你要反省自己。
If you're a Christian today and you find that you've gotten lackadaisical about your Christian life, you have no desire to read the word, you don't want to pray, you don't want to come to church, you don't want to share your faith, and you've got all this garbage inside, maybe you need to come back to a real relationship with God.
外表呢不等于是真实，耶稣想跟你建立一个真实的关系。
Having the outside appearance doesn't mean that you've got the life. And the only way to have the life is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray. 去请敬拜小组翻上嚟。 主耶稣，我们今日我们多谢你，我们可以睇到你嘅话语，我们知道耶稣你想俾我哋一个真正嘅生命，唔系净系一个嘅外表嘅。你唔想我哋做家务为善嘅，你希望我哋嘅生命有真正嘅果子。耶稣，我哋靠你俾我哋有信心。